0044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. I got a couple of text messages. No. This is a private event for tomorrow. The South location is not yet open. So sorry, Joe. I'm sure he's got some things there that he's going to want us to test for him, have some conversation. I know the other radio stations that he advertises on. I know some other people involved in this effort, and it's more or less a private invite only for tomorrow, but they will be open on Friday for dinner. So make sure you're aware of that. I'm going to back the bus up a little bit from what he said. I believe, and I'll make this announcement on Thursday show after we're there tomorrow, they'll be open for lunch and dinner on Friday at the new location. So I would greatly appreciate if you guys would consider going to the new location sometime on Friday, perhaps breakfast Saturday and Sunday, or dinners, whatever, at the new location to the Iron Pick. Do it as a personal favor, not only to me, but to Ian, for all the hard work and effort that went into securing this location, getting it cleaned, getting it prepped, getting all the necessary approvals, the health department, working with the state, applying for the liquor license to be transferred. Again, maybe they're voting today on it or Thursday, so he might have the liquor license available for the South location. Bring your own drinks. Bring your own MAGA water. I'm not sure, Ian, I'm going to misspeak here or not, but I remember years ago, Vicky and I used to go to a restaurant where you could bring your own bottle of wine in a bag, and the servers can actually open the wine for you and serve your wine to you at your table while eating dinner there. I'll get confirmation from Ian on that tomorrow as well. So I might even be able to text them here at the next break and get an answer. So I'll let you guys know that. So finally, great news. We're going to be opening the South location there for the Iron Pick Smokehouse. Sounds like Friday they'll be game on, open for the weekend. And you heard the hours there from Ian. The dinner menu, the large portion of this restaurant, you'll still have the walk-up service capability. In the spring, they will have the drive-through open. But the main dining room starts at 5 o'clock. And there are some specialty items on the dinner menu that are not going to be on the regular menu that's at the downtown location. This is the South location only. Completely different setup. You're really going to enjoy it. Beautiful restaurant. Unbelievable size space that they have to sit down and have a real formal dinner with wait staff and all of it. It's going to be exciting. So we're happy to be a part of it. And absolutely, we'll definitely be coming down to that. So I'll let you guys know on Thursday's show. Now, I do have a little twist to Thursday, just so you know. I have a scheduled doctor's appointment by Zoom that I have to do on Thursday. So I'm going to talk to my engineer, Devin Lawrence, and I think what I'm going to do is be able to replay the first hour of tomorrow's show, Wednesday, from 9 to 10 on Thursday, a little bit of a repeat, and then come back live when I'm done with my doctor's appointment. My shoulders are causing me some issues, and I have a doctor's appointment by Zoom meeting. So I'll be here in the studio I'll be using the microphone, everything, but I will be replaying the first hour from Wednesday show Thursday morning, and then at 10 o'clock, I should be back live for the rest of that show. So I'm going to verify that with my engineer, Devin Lawrence, today, and make sure that's taken care of. Now, one of the things that's very interesting to this whole dilemma, this situation that's happening in Lansing, is I think the Democratic caucus is falling apart because some of the state representatives aren't getting their way. Many of them voted throughout the year for a bunch of bills that they necessarily really didn't want to support, but they voted for them. Because Joe Tate, Speaker of the House, promised them that he would take up their bills later in the year. So they held their nose, they voted yes, with the kiss and the promise that their bills would see the light of day. Well, that's not happening. And one of those examples is the Democrat there that we talked about has a bill regarding short-term rentals. One of the things that they're looking at are these other bills that many of them had very much a special interest in. Betsy Kofia from the 103rd Traverse City area, she's got a couple of bills that she wanted. They're not taking them up. She's mad. Karen Whitsitt from Detroit playing political games with the Speaker Joe Tate from Detroit, both of them from Detroit. And now Tate is considering a run for mayor in the city of Detroit because the current mayor, Mike Duggan, has already announced his candidacy to run for governor in 2026 as an independent. So it's getting pretty interesting. Now, other things that are happening behind the scenes is this spending special interest funds that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been pushing through her executive branch. One of them is a Copperwood mine up in the UP. That's very interesting because that business, that corporation, isn't located in Michigan. Lawmakers digging into the SOAR fund debate over the Copperwood mine. Tom Grothall of Protect the Porkies campaign says if the state helps fund the Copperwood mine in the Upper Peninsula, it isn't going to solve any economic woes here any more than giving a junkie a fresh needle to cure their withdrawal, said Tom Grothall. Originally from Canvas, Grothall now lives in Wakefield Township, a western UP township of about 300 people. For the first 3 years of his Uper life, he worked at the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. He sold entry passes, and he also gave trail advice. His family currently oversees a guest house business next door to the park. Well, most recently, Grothall has become more well known around Lansing as the founder of Protect the Porkies campaign, the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park area. He's calling on legislators to reject transferring a $50 million state grant supporting the proposed mining development. Transferring the money to support the proposed mining development, he goes on to say, copper is a very valuable, scarce resource. But there are other sources, resources we need to consider. What about, listen to this. What about a good view of the stars? What about the fact that you can come here and actually see the night sky? What about the growth of our aging forest? A place that has never been logged. What about clean, fresh water? The transfer, which would come from the Michigan Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, known as SOAR, was already approved by the House Appropriations Committee. That's where all spending has to start. Well, the Senate Appropriations Committee is expected to vote on the incentive this week. And it is being packaged with a $120 million grant to upgrade the Dow Chemicals research and development facilities. The Dow grant is being described as being critical for retaining at least 5,000 jobs in Bay and Midland counties. You see, one of the things you have to look at here, folks, is that the job of our state government? Well, first of all, if you go to the state constitution, it's not in there anywhere. Nowhere does our state constitution allow for or call for or allow the process of state taxpayer funding, state taxpayer dollars to go to private industry. Doesn't have it anywhere in the Constitution. Show it to me. It doesn't have it. So now we are funding two projects, two different business entities, one of which isn't even organized in the state of Michigan. Their main corporation is not in Michigan. So why are we spending taxpayer monies on these two projects? Well, we'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just a short little housekeeping text message from Anita down in Florida. She said, could you please ask Ian if the Iron Pig has gift cards? Absolutely, they do. All you have to do is go to their website, ironpigsmoke.com. And the cool thing about their gift cards is the fact that it's all done by email. So what you do is you go to ironpigsmoke.com, you purchase a gift card online, you pay for it with a debit or credit card, and they email you the gift card. Then you, in turn, can forward that email to the recipient who you want to give the gift card to, and they can use it on their phone, or they can print it out and take it in with them. They can do whatever they want. If you actually want to mail them the gift card, all you have to do is print out the email, put it in an envelope, and mail it to the recipient. Okay, Anita says, you keep cutting in and out this morning. I don't think it's my Wi-Fi. Dawn over in Carp Lake said the same thing. Actually, what it is, folks, I'm sick. I have an infection. I'm going to the doctor this afternoon, probably end up with some antibiotics. But I'm literally having to mute my microphone while I'm gagging to death, coughing my head, clearing my throat, blowing my nose, and then coming back on and hitting the unmute button. That's my honest to God truth. It's not your Wi-Fi. It's not the station. It's nothing. It's me. So I'm talking on these stories. Everything is fine. And then all of a sudden, I get whammed with a coughing jag, and I have to mute the microphone. So I figure you would appreciate dead air compared to hearing me gag to death over here while I'm clearing my throat and coughing and sneezing and doing all the stuff I'm doing. So I apologize. But at least you're listening, and I know you are, because you're hearing the dead air. So I appreciate that. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Iron Pig Smoke, ironpigsmoke.com, and you'll be able to purchase the gift cards there. Wrapping up this story, a foreign entity not housed or incorporated here in Michigan getting $50 million for the copper mine up near the Porcupine Mountains. $120 million going to Dow Chemical. Detroit Diesel. Well, one of the things that's pretty interesting And it's part of Neil Friske's farewell speech that I've been forwarded a copy of that I'll be reading on the radio next week. And in that speech, he talks about these special interest grants of our taxpayer money. And I did not know this until I saw Neil Friske's farewell speech. These companies have gone woke. DEI policies in their human resource manuals. Completely woke businesses needing a hand up, a handout from our legislators in Lansing, coming from the Democrats. Just an interesting observation. So, yeah, pretty interesting. Well, this gentleman from the UP, who is part of the organization Save the Porkies, Porcupine Mountains, has been working on collecting signatures from Michiganders and even non-residents calling on the state Senate to stop the funding of this Copperwood mine development. The case is made that the copper is required for the energy transition. But in fact, the copper they're manufacturing is actually being shipped out of the country with no promise of any of its return in components. If this project that the free market has chosen not to endorse, which has been around for 15 years, and failed to accumulate significant fundraising on their own, then why should Michigan taxpayers be footing the bill and paying this out of pocket? Grote Worrell said on a podcast with MERS News Service yesterday. He said the location of the proposed mine is not suitable for any industrial activity. In fact, the Protect the Porkies movement would be opposed to a Walmart or even an oil refinery if they chose the same location. While others on the opposite side of the fence, Invest UP, the Upper Peninsula's Regional Economic Development Group, is in fact backing the project. Basing on 380 permanent jobs and 300 construction jobs, it's anticipated to create with $50 million. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South